أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طاسيم ميم، تلك آيات الكتاب المبين. نتلو عليك من نبأ موسى وفرعون بالحق لقوم يؤمنون. إن فرعون علا في الأرض وجعل أهلها شيعا يستضعف طائفة منهم يذبح أبناءهم ويستحيي نساءهم إنه كان من المفسدين. ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين. ونمكن لهم في الأرض ونري فرعون وهامان وجنودهما منهم ما كانوا يحذرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. I recited 6 verses from the beginning of Surah Al-Qasas, and I'll try to recite the translation. In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Ta Sin Mim. These are the verses of the Manifest Book. We recite unto you of the accounts of Moses and Pharaoh, in truth, for the benefit of those who believe. Indeed, Pharaoh exalted himself in the land, and divided his people into parties, weakening a group among them, slaughtering their sons, and sparing their women. Verily, he was one of the mischief makers. And we intend to bestow our favor upon those who were considered weak in the land, and to make them the imams and the heirs, and to empower them in the world, and to show Pharaoh and Haman and their hosts what they dreaded. For this Friday, I chose these few verses from Surah Al-Qasas because this relates to the rising up of the oppressed masses against the oppressors. And Friday is the day when our 12th Imam alayhi salam is expected to rise and establish justice in the world. In these verses, we see that the believers have been given this the concept that they need to understand that people who are oppressed still have a chance, that just as the believers of Moses, right, who were enslaved by the oppressors, stood up under the guidance of the Prophet and regained their place in the society, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for them power and means and resources. So who was Pharaoh? He was the one who divided people, and he killed their men and kept their women for their service, and he was a mischief maker. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is our eternal desire, and this is a plan of Allah, that he will bestow his favor upon those who were oppressed in the land, or who are being oppressed in the earth. And Allah says we will make them the imams, the leaders, and the warithin, that means the heirs. So the people in authority were the pharaohs and the oppressors, and these oppressed people will now inherit this power from them, and they will become the keepers. And they will be such that وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and their power will sustain, will be for good. We will show Fir'aun and Haman and their forces all that they were fearing from those masses. There's much to say, obviously, about these verses, and I would just pick one aspect of it which relates to the day of Friday. Here we have in the understanding of this verse, the ta'wil, that those who would receive the favors of Allah, that they would be granted this place, right, and this power. In the words of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, "Hum alu Muhammad, yab'athu Allahu mahdihim ba'da juhdihim, fayu'izzuhum wa yudhillu aduwwahum." Those people who were oppressed are the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will raise them. Allah will raise the Mahdi among them after their long ordeal, and he will give them, Allah will give them izzat and honor and bring down their enemies. Similar meaning has come in a tradition from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. This I am quoting from Tafsir al-Namuna, and he has quoted these other sources for these ahadith from Ghaybat Sheikh Tusi and from Majma'ul Bayan, where our Imam Sajjad alayhi salam said, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ مُحَمَّدًا بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ مِنَّا أَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ. By the one who raised the Holy Prophet with the truth as a Bashir and Nadir, the one who brought glad tidings and warnings, that surely the good ones are amongst us Ahlul Bayt and the followers of Ahlul Bayt, Shi'atuhum, just as Musa and the followers of Musa. And the enemies, our enemies, right? And the followers of our enemies are like Pharaoh and the followers of Pharaoh, Fir'aun. So you see this, the continuous promise of Quran that we will bring the oppressors up and we will grant them place and power in this world. And naturally, if it's a living promise, then this will materialize eventually in the form of the zuhur of Imam Akhir al-Zaman alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah enable us to see that day. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.